This is Neil Doody for ArtSound FM, and this morning I'm talking with Scott Chaseling, who is one of 15 artists who is part of the Finc Collaborative Jug Project. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Neil. Good to be here.
Great. You're one of 15. I gather that the project is culminating in an auction at the end of the month, and so it's a good thing that you've probably finished your work already by the sounds of things.
It is finished, so it wasn't easy, and it didn't go as planned, but successful in the long run.
Okay, so what have you done?
Okay, so first of all, of course, the jug, the Finc jug, is probably one of the most iconic design icons of Australia.
Yeah.
And it's daunting. It's very daunting, having known Robbie for such a long time and the respect for his work. It was one of the biggest challenges I've actually had in the last few years, I would say. I work in my studio in the Southern Highlands, and Gretel sent up two jugs, both black, and I sat them on my studio desk for probably near on 2 weeks just looking at them, engraving and hitting with hammers and I don't know.
Exploratory work.
Sorry?
So just doing some exploratory work with them to start with.
Oh, at one stage I was even thinking about driving over. You know, it was just kind of like, it was just crazy ideas everywhere. And what I ended up doing, though, because it's really hard to elaborate on something that's already perfect.
Of course, yes, yeah.
Yeah, so, look, I did lots of experimental stuff attaching it, and that's why there were two objects, one to kind of play with and look at, and then the other one hopefully to refine. Okay, so the news is, what I did in the long run was I hacked it with an angle grinder.
Mm-hmm. So your jug, compared to what I believe some of the others are doing, is less jug-like in its final form.
Oh, no. No, actually, it's keeping the integrity of the jug. And what, okay. When I say I hacked it with an angle grinder, I put the grinding wheel on and I carved the surface.
Oh, right.
And
yep.
It actually, surprisingly, it looked glamorous. When I say hack and I say angle grinder, the two don't sound very cohesive to making a beautiful piece of work. But in the long run, it actually shimmered. You know, the surface had all these different cuts and angles, and it just shimmered in the light. I've now sent them down to Gretel and asked for them to be clear and anodized off of them to preserve the surface, and so they don't oxidize.
Okay, so the thing is, obviously, aluminium does have a thin layer of oxide that occurs quite quickly after you've done the work and after the shine was there, I guess.
Correct. It'll kind of oxidization of it. Most metals will just dull it.
Yeah.
And so I want to preserve that shimmer. But also texture too. And that was the thing with Robbie's work, is that it was always based around experimentation and the kind of the love and the knowledge of materials. And I think that's what I've tried to do here. It's quite different from my normal work, because my work in glass, specifically as my main material, is full of colour. And what I've done here was actually take the colour off of the jug and just bring it back to the raw material.
I guess that was one of the things that, when you look at the artist that Gretel's chosen here, she's really taken a step out of where you normally expect, and a lot of them, including you, are working in a medium that you haven't had a lot of time in, I guess.
No, I haven't, but I must admit, knowing Robbie, trying to think now, probably close on, I met him 34 years ago.
Wow.
At the ANU. And had a good relationship all that time, and of course then sharing studio time together, not at the actual space, but actually going over to his studio, him over at mine, and he's asked me to make a few glass components for him along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I know his materials, and we've discussed the ups and downs of both of glass and specifically aluminium over the time, and I've seen his experimentation. So mine was an experimentation in that way of just kind of like, not so much what would Robbie do, but like, how can I keep that integrity of what Robbie would do?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that ends up with the final article, which brings us to the auction itself. I look forward to seeing how all that comes together. I gather that people can actually go to the website, which is finc.com.au, register for the viewing prior to the auction itself. So all of the work, including the one that Scott's done here, will be up for viewing in the weekend at the end of June.
I actually think it's amazing what Gretel's pulled together here. Mm. and continuing what Robbie did with the community. It was interesting at his memorial that, you know, talking to people, everyone knew Robbie. It actually had this way of making people feel like they were his best friends. And I'm talking hundreds of people.
Yeah,
everyone always thought Robbie was their best friend, and he was. You know, he had a way of working within a community with a real big heart. And I think Gretel, by doing this, is also, you know, through the COVID-19 effect, particularly on artists, and the withdrawal of government funding over the last 12 months too.
Yeah.
The percentage of the option goes to the artist, and then also Think for the supply and manufacturer and also managing this option. And also importantly to Headspace, that what Gretel will probably talk more about, support for young people, mental health counselling and support in Canberra. I think it's an amazing thing that Gretel's put together, and just shows the ongoing community of Think.
It does, yeah, especially as you're saying at this time. Thanks for talking with us this morning, Scott. Good luck with the rest of the venture, and I look forward to the big weekend at the end of June to see how this all pans out.
I'm looking forward to being there on Friday, the 26th, I think it is.
Yep, yeah, that sounds right.
The auction starts. Yeah, it'll be great fun.
Great. Thanks again.
Thanks a lot, Neil.